Hi, this is Mike Swanson, Wall Street. We've got a really special guest today, talking with David Frazier, who owns the website integrativeinvesting.com. How you doing, David?
Doing great, Mike. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Real curious what your take is on the stock market. We spoke a couple weeks ago, and you know, I know in April and May we had pretty sharp declines, but last month the stock market did pretty well. So do you think, you know, things are turning around and getting better, or is this just like some false start?
No, my opinion is this is a bunch of nonsense, that things are not, well, not even an opinion about things turning around. Things are not turning around. The facts clearly indicate that just the opposite, that economic conditions around the world have worsened since we last spoke, and leading indicators that I monitor, strongly indicate that the pace of economic growth in most regions of the world will continue to slow during the months ahead. So I think what's very, very likely, other folks have talked about this, and I'm sure you've had the same thoughts, and that is what was behind the recent move up in stock prices, you know, the slightly trending pattern that we had over the past month approximately, I think is due entirely to people's beliefs that the Fed's going to come to the rescue with more quantitative easing. And, you know, we could talk more about that if you want. I'll leave that up to you. But my opinion is that is extremely foolish thinking. It is not going to happen. So you know, if I turn out to be correct, I have somewhat of a cold and not speaking well. If I turn out to be correct, you know, this rally is probably already over.
Well,
that's my thinking.
I think it's almost the odds of them doing quantitative easing before the presidential election are pretty much zero, in my opinion, because the Fed, I think, doesn't want to do anything that would, you know, cause it to get much political attention during an election year. After that, I don't know what they'll do, but what makes you convinced that they won't do it?
Because it wouldn't do any good. What purpose would it serve? None. It would accomplish nothing. And I say that because, and I've written about this on my website, and I think I have a chart or two up that's related to it, and that is the amount of loanable funds at U.S. lending institutions is already at such a massive level, an insane level, that, well, let's think through this. So let's have the Fed create more money by buying more Treasury securities so that we can have loanable funds go up even more. Well, that's not going to stimulate any borrowing. It's not going to do anything. I mean, if you've already have such a massive level of loanable funds, that is deposits at U.S. lending institutions, and therefore, because of that, lending rates are already extremely low, well, by increasing those loanable funds even further and possibly pushing down both long-term and short-term interest rates a little bit more, that ain't going to stimulate any extra borrowing and spending, and therefore it's not going to stimulate any economic growth. The Fed's well aware of this. I listened closely to Ben Bernanke's speech and question and answer after the last Fed meeting, and it was very obvious to me. Now, he can't come out and say this. They're doing what they can. It's very obvious to me that he's well aware of this, and of course he's well aware of it. And that's why I say it is not going to happen. It will not happen. Anyone that is calling for quantitative easing, and this includes, by the way, the so-called esteemed economists at Goldman Sachs, Merrill's, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and numerous other institutions, these people don't know what they're talking about. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing about monetary policy, it's crazy when you think about it, because interest rates have been zero since 2007, and they're saying the Fed has pledged to keep them at zero for another 2 years. So you're talking, what is that? Like, how many years is that? It's a long time. You know, years and years and years and years of this 0% interest rate, and it hasn't seemed to have done that much to help the economy out. It's pretty crazy. So what would it take, in your view, to get a real good recovery going if the Fed, you know, quantitative easing won't do it?
Well, I think you our guests probably know the answer to that. There's really, what would get it going? First of all, if the Fed would just keep out of it, the only thing that the Fed has done in the past year and a half, and I realize a lot of people criticize Ben Bernanke. I'm not criticizing Ben Bernanke. I'm not going to say Ben Bernanke's dumb like some people do. This guy's no dummy. He's a very smart person. The Fed is doing what it can do, but what it can do is not going and will not work. So the only thing that the Fed has done by its monetary actions the past year and a half, I mean, if we go back to 2008, early 2009, the Fed action was helpful because the credit system was so clogged. But the past year and a half, the only thing the Fed's done is prolonged the downturn, or, you know, I don't know if you want to call it the downturn, but they've actually, I would argue, prevented a recovery from occurring by just trying to put band-aids on situations. But that doesn't answer your question. Answer your question, the only thing that's going to work, in my opinion, is based on a lot of knowledge, a lot of research, a lot of history, is appropriate fiscal action. And what I mean by that is keep the government out of business as much as possible. I mean, we have, you know, so the government also has just created a bunch of problems with these socialistic type programs, these measures that they've implemented that have led to uncertainty in the eyes of business owners and executives. So keep the government away from business. You know, quit putting up these restrictive rules and regulations. Number one. Number two, cut tax rates. You know, I constantly hear these people on talking heads on TV talking about revenues. Well, you know, they even avoid the issue. What are you talking about revenues? They're talking about taxes. And they talk about increase in taxes and decrease in taxes, which is really actually not accurate. Okay? You know, they say, well, we need to increase taxes. Well, I agree. Taxes do need to be increased. But that's a big difference than saying tax rates need to be increased. What they're really saying, the people who say that, are saying they think tax rates need to be increased. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. If anyone bothers to do their research and to go back over the past 100 years, they will find, as I have, an extremely high correlation between lowering tax rates and increasing tax revenues. Meaning, if you lower tax rates, tax revenues tend to actually increase. So what needs to be done is the government needs to get rid of all these or limit these rules and regulations. They need to cut spending, and they need to lower tax rates. It's pretty damn simple.
Well, it's simple, but you get all kinds of people lobbying for more programs and more money and so forth. So you got to fight those people to have it happen. Well, go turn it back to the stock market. Let's, you know, just assume the economy's, you know, I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't seem like in a position to take off, but I don't know if it's going to collapse. It's like more of the same or whatever. But regardless, if we just take everything you've said, if you look at the stock market, if you don't think it's like in a real bullish situation, does that mean you think it's in a bear market or kind of like a sideways phase? Or, well, what's your view the next couple months or 6 months or so?
Well, it's very interesting, Mike, in reading between the lines with your comments just a moment ago in our past conversations. It's interesting that I focus, I'd say, more on the fundamentals in the economy.
Right.
and you tend to focus more on the technicals, even though both of us look at both.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, reading between the lines, it seems like we've already come to the same conclusion, even though our focus is a little different. And that is, if I'm reading you right, here's my answer on that. Yeah, we're not going to get. Yeah, we're not going to see economic conditions worsen substantially. We're not going to see stock prices fall sharply and go into a bear market. Not in my opinion. Not based on the research that I do. But as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, if you have economic conditions worsen, even if not substantially, the base of economic growth decline, and corporate profits likely decline. And by the way, the decline last quarter, the rate of increase for the first time in several years, well, you're obviously not going to have stocks take off in that environment. So what are we going to have? We're probably going to have this volatile sideways movement. And how do you make money in that? It's difficult. You know, and I always try to focus on different types of persons. Different persons have different goals and risk tolerance. And if you're, excuse me, please. And if you're, and I guess it kind of is irrelevant in this particular situation. One of the better ways to make money in the sideways market is simply to write options. Write options for income. I mean, if I turn out to be correct and you just have the sideways movement, well, your risks are very, very limited by writing options, but you're going to have some income. And you're going to make a heck of a lot more money than what you will in putting your money in bonds. So that's really all that you can do is you can write options and you can speculate on a very short-term basis and keep all emotion out of it. And just when certain stocks that whose underlying companies are continuing to perform well, when those stock prices fall back during these big market pullbacks, you go in and you buy them. But you don't hold them long-term. Once they move up a certain degree and price momentum indicators and other technicals suggest that they're peaking out, you just sell them. You trade very short-term. And I think that's really all you can do in this environment. And, you actually can, when I say it's all you can do, but you can do pretty well just doing just that. Writing options and speculating, I would advise, with a very small percentage of one's money on just trading stocks.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. And like you said, I think we both pretty much have come to the same conclusions about what's going on in the market now and what it's probably going to do. Like you, I don't think we're going into some sort of big bear market like we saw a couple years ago, but I do think, you know, we're going to see corrections or probably a bigger one in the fall or sometime and when the current move ends, and, you know, but it's just a correction. We just saw one for 2 months. You know, it's not that big of a deal. And
right. And
I guess, you know, when those corrections happen, if people want, that's when they can sell puts or buy this type of stocks that you talk about. And then when rallies like this come to an end, and they can sell their calls or write calls and,
right,
and do whatnot. So it's pretty simple, really.
Yeah, exactly. And back to the and using the word simple and easy. Yeah, pretty simple. Doesn't mean the same thing as easy. Just
yeah,
like the fiscal government proposition that I put forward. Yeah, I agree with you. Just because the concept is simple doesn't mean it's easy to get done. But writing options actually is pretty simple and pretty easy. It really is. It really doesn't take much brains to do it.
Yeah, and so, I certainly think it's better to be writing options than to be buying them. I don't think very many people make money just simply buying options as substitutes for owning the stock.
Yeah, no, very, very few. That's a tough game to play. You know, if nothing else, you always have that time working against you when you buy, and in a sense, you have time working for you when you write. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're taking advantage of the much greater than 50% who loses money when you write them yourself. Well, as we wrap up, could you tell people where to go to get more information about what you offer?
Sure, yeah, my website, I wonder if I came up with the worst name in the world, because it's not easy to spell, for a lot of people, but it's integrative investing, integrativeinvesting.com. And at that site, I provide a lot of charts on both fundamental and technical indicators. I provide tutorial videos to help people that aren't familiar or knowledgeable in knowing how to interpret those charts. I provide briefings on important developments in the financial markets. I don't write some article every day of the week just to write an article. I write when I think something really significant happens. And I haven't made a decision yet, but I'm contemplating kind of just as a special to your people, and it also is a 4th of July special to put a really big discount on my fee-based services. That's a monthly newsletter and specific buy recommendations and videos and so forth. There's a good chance I'm going to put a big discount later today or tomorrow through the end of the week for anyone that might want to sign up for my services. And if so, gee, I guess I'd have to, if I do that, I guess I got to have a code right now, don't they?
Maybe, I'll put a link to the website on when I post it on mine, and I guess I can go there and check it out.
Yeah, I think I probably am going to do some special for your folks. Someone is interested in looking at my fee-based stuff. Let's put this out there. We'll use the symbol WSW.
Okay.
Wall Street Window, WSW, as a promotional code. But I'm going to leave it at that because, as you know from the past, I really don't like to go into big sales mode and try to sell people something. But that's the site. That's where they can learn more about me. That they do want to sign up for my fee-based service, put in that promotional code, and I'm going to give them a really substantial discount. But I don't think there's much more to talk about, Mike. We're in this environment that, we have mixed signals, and it's kind of I don't see a trend up or down. I think, as we've already spoken, it's just sideways, and we have to be patient.
Yeah, that's how it seems to me. I mean, yeah, we've been going up since June, but, I don't think, to me that's a daily trend, and the weekly trend is sideways.
Exactly.
So there you go. But, thanks for taking the time to talk to everybody, and we'll definitely do it again.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks a bunch. You take care.
You too.
Okay, bye.